Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
One of the strangest translations of the Bible I have ever encountered is entitled The New Testament and Psalms, an inclusive version. It is strange and unscholarly for many reasons, but I shall mention just two. In the model prayer, Jesus taught his disciples to say, according to this new version, Our Father, Mother in Heaven, Matthew 6:9. That is inexcusably dishonest. The men and women who translated this version do not use the word darkness except where it is speaking of literal darkness. Otherwise, it does not translate the Greek skotos by the word darkness, because it might be offensive to dark-skinned people. I have hundreds of friends and former students who are dark-skinned. Some of them are faithful gospel preachers. I have never encountered one, not even one, dark-skinned person who was offended by the Bible's use of the word darkness as a synonym for sin. The Apostle John wrote, If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. 1 John 1:6. The little word if in some contexts gives some problems for the average Bible interpreter. The reason is very simple. When we use the word if, we normally express doubt about a proposition. That is not necessarily true of Greek grammar. The word in our context is called condition of the third class and suggests the probability of its being true. Greek grammars generally define the condition of the third class as undetermined, but with the prospect of determination. Men and women do not have to walk in darkness, but when they do, they cannot claim fellowship with God. Christians are supposed to be walking with God. And what does walking with God mean? Do you remember what the Old Testament says about Enoch? And Enoch walked with God, and was not, for God took him. Genesis 5:24. The author of Hebrews amplifies the meaning of the text in Genesis. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. Hebrews 11:5. So what does walking with God mean? It means we are to do that which is pleasing in his sight. When we walk with God, we have fellowship with him. If we say we have fellowship with God and walk in darkness, we are lying. We are being hypocrites. That is not the kind of language many modern people like to hear, but it is the truth. Walking in darkness is the very opposite of walking in the light, which John discusses in the next verse of 1 John 1. The Apostle Paul lists a number of sins and affirms that the Ephesians at one time walked in them. For you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things that are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever makes manifest is light. Ephesians 5:8, 11-13. If Christians walk in darkness, they lie and do not practice the truth. One of the great themes of the New Testament is doing or practicing the will of God. That is especially true of John's writings. A few examples will establish that fact. Jesus told his disciples, You are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. John 15:14. The tense of the verb says, If you keep on doing whatever I command you. Little children, let no man deceive you. He who does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever does not righteousness is not of God, neither he who does not love his brother. 1 John 3:7-10. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.